Montana News. I'm Brian Bennett. 2020 census data used for drawing congressional and legislative districts will be released next Thursday. It'll cover geographies as small as neighborhoods and as large as states. With the new data, the work to draw Montana's new congressional district will begin in earnest. The state had two seats in Congress for nearly all of the 20th century, but lost one after the 1990 census. Districts 1 and 2 roughly cut the state west and east between the mountainous part and the plains. Rob Saldine, a political science professor at the University of Montana, says there's no requirement to split the state between west and east, but the expectation is the new line will be similar to the one that was drawn three decades ago.
One tricky thing this time around is that the population growth that we've had has been in the west, and so it's not going to be able to be exactly the same. And I think a lot of this comes down to what are you going to keep in the west and what are you going to have to put into the east?
This is the Northern News Network.